Coming live and direct from Space Nightclub in Ibiza, welcome to the We Love Ibiza Weekly Podcast.
So welcome to the all-new 2009 weekly edition of the We Love Ibiza Podcast. It's great to be back. This is Tom Brown coming to you live and direct from the dance floor here at Space Nightclub in Ibiza at the start of a brand new 16-week season. And joining me right now is Ruth Osborne, who's coming back on the podcast again for another season. Looking forward to it, I bet.
That's an understatement. I'm so excited. And third season in, I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, we have got some great DJ lineups, and as you've probably gathered, we've changed a few things on the programme for the new season. And starting this week, we're going to be featuring a different DJ in the mix, recorded live and exclusive for the We Love Ibiza podcast. We're still going to be backstage in the green room each week, talking to one of the We Love residents or guests, but the main focus for us this year is going to be the music. And coming up in this first edition of the all-new weekly podcast, we bring you longtime We Love Sundays headline DJ Steve Lawler, recorded live in the mix from the Covered Terrace. And we also go backstage with Paul Wolford, who kicks off his season-long residency here at We Love Sundays, and ask him to pick out a couple of tunes for this first edition of the podcast. And big thanks also to We Love resident DJ and producer Jem Haynes, who's put together this season's podcast music beds. Nice work, mate. All right, well, let's get into it. We kick off the 2009 weekly podcast season with a track from Paul Wolford's Intimacy label, and this track is called Pandemonium. Thank you. That's a track from Paul Wolford's Intimacy label, and it's called Pandemonium. Coming up, we have Steve Lawler's opening party set, recorded live and exclusive here on the We Love Ibiza podcast. But first of all, we go backstage with We Love resident DJ Paul Wolford. Ruth caught up with him just before his opening party set of the 2009 season here at Space, and started off by asking him about what he was most looking forward to about his new residency.
Just really, really enjoying playing. I'm kind of like, I've spent so much time over analysing it, and you know, because I do so much preparation for these sets, it's kind of like you sometimes you forget to remember to enjoy it, to really, you know, get the most out of it. So that's my mission statement for this summer, is to just really enjoy it.
You were talking about doing a lot of preparation. You are the master of re-edits. What should we be listening out for? What tricks have you got up your sleeve in terms of re-edits this summer?
Well, I've kind of approached it a little bit differently this time, because I'm going to apply what I was doing to older records to new music, as well as kind of older things. So I've been doing a lot of new records like Spanish Fly by 2001 and Raymond Tapir thing. There's something from Hardwax called EQ'd over in Berlin, which kind of re-edited with parts of LNR, Work It to the Bone, and a few other kind of older things as well. So in and amongst the kind of older classics which have kind of retouched, there's a handful of new records in there as well. You know, it's kind of like I'm trying to develop it and push it on further, so it's kind of more than just for those moments where it's an old record. It's the whole set should be shifting and should feel like it's been retouched all the way across now, which is kind of my aim. And I'm also going to be doing them as the weeks go on. Once a week I've got somebody in and I'm doing some edits each week, so there's always going to be something fresh each week.
You must have spent most of the winter in the studio, because you've also got an awful lot coming out on Intimacy at the moment, your own label.
What I realised was that last year I spent nearly the whole year doing pretty much experimental things and trying ideas out, which didn't always connect with people. So, you know, I kind of like did a lot of bits of music which kind of flew over people's heads. And although it was immensely satisfying for me, because, you know, it's kind of like you're just totally being self-indulgent, a lot of what I was doing ended up going over people's heads. So I kind of like realised that I need to get back to making techno and making some solid dance floor things. So that's what I've done. So on Intimacy, there's Pandemonium and Prune Juice, which just came out. And then I think in the coming weeks, there's Time Bomb and another track called Coitus, which is on the other side. And then there's remixes of those coming from Oscar G from Merc and Norman Nodge from Bergein in Berlin. And then after that, there's a James Abela mix of Knives, which is an older Bobby Peru track. And then to follow by about another two or three EPs of just solid dance floor music that's going to kind of put me back where I've kind of cut my teeth, instead of kind of doing, you know, 20 minute jazz noodle fests or whatever. You know, I'm kind of like, I'm quite self-indulgent, so, you know, there's nobody to tell me to rein it in when I do that, but I've kind of told myself to get back to making some bangers, if you like. So yeah, it seems to be getting the desired results.
Before you go, can you tell me your top tune for the summer?
It's Sean. The artist is Sean. The remix is by John Selway and it's on Octopus. I don't know the track title. We'll be right back.
course, that's a big tune in Paul Wolford's box at the moment. It's called Sean, and it's the John Selway remix. Up now, though, on the We Love Ibiza podcast, we go live and direct to the main covered terrace here at Space and get in the mix with opening party headliner Steve Lawler, exclusive for the We Love Ibiza podcast.
Into this thing. The deeper I go, the more knowledge I know what to sing, what to bring. What? I get deep, I get deep, I get deep, I get deeper, deeper, deeper into the vibe. What? Chilling in the corner at the shelter all by myself, checking it out. I'm not dancing no more, but why? 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 What? How on earth are you supposed to vibe around the fake ones, the wild, the ones that say they know what is what, but they don't know what is what? They just strut. What the fuck? What? I get deep, I get deep, I get deep, I get deep, I get deeper into this thing, and I pretend that they're not there. I just stare. Up in the booth at the Dread Man, spinning the song, spinning it strong, playing things like, when can our house begin? That's my shit, what? Woo! I get deep, I get deep, I get deeper, I get deeper when people start to disappear, and it's about 6 o'clock. Woo! I'm feeling hot, take off my sweater and my pants, and I start to dance, and all the sweat just goes down my face. And I pretend that there's nobody there but me in this place. I get deep, yo, I get deep. What? Woo! I get deep, I get deep, I get deep, I get deep when he takes all the bass out the song and all you hear is highs. And it's like, oh, shit! I get deep. I get deep, I get deep, I get deep, I get deep, and the rhythm flows through my blood like alcohol, and I get drunk, and I'm falling all over the place. But I catch myself right on time, right in line with the beat. and it's so sweet, 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 sweet. I get deep, I get deep, I get deep. Why, if house music was air, then Dr. Love would be my song, and I would only take deep breaths and fill my lungs with the rhythm, with the bass. I get deep, I get deep. About 3 a.m. and I see people going plie's, spinning, jumping, and grinding as if they had wings on their feet, raising both hands in the air as if Jesus was a DJ himself, spinning those funky, funky, funky house beats. And in this temple, we all pray in unity for the same things. Rhythmic pause without cause, bass from those high-definition speakers sitting in the corner on each side of the room, giving us the boom, boom, boom to our zoom, zoom, zoom. The smell of an L lit while walking by, but the music gets me high. Sanctified like an old lady in church, we get happy. We stomp our feet, we clap our hands, we shout, we cry, we dance, and we say, sweet Lord, speak to me. Speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. Because we love house music, and on this night it brings us together like a family reunion every week. We eat, we drink, we laugh, we play, we sing. So for all you hip-hoppers, you doo-woppers, name-droppers, you pill-poppers, come into our house to get deep. What? To get deep.
Hi, this is Steve Lawler, and right now you're listening to my set of the opening of We Love at Space.
Yeah.
This is Steve Lawler. I've just arrived at Space. I'm playing on the indoor terrace tonight for the opening of We Love. The last few months, I've been mainly working on my label, actually. I've been really trying to get things together for the artists on the label to support them and get some get the whole Viva Events company up and running and the agency up and running. But also, I've spent time in the studio and, of course, touring. So I've been pretty busy the last few months. My first gig at Space would have been 1998 or 97. I'd say my best gig at Space was on my 30th birthday, and it was on the Sunday, the 5th of June, and Pepe, the owner of the club, had arranged a huge, giant birthday cake for me, which was delivered to me by 20 beautiful women. Pepe got on the mic, stopped the music, and had the whole terrace sing happy birthday to me, which was a memorable moment. I mean, at the time, I was so... You know, I didn't know where to look, I didn't know what to do, I was so, you know, overwhelmed by the whole situation, but it is definitely a memorable moment. This year I'm doing 8 gigs for We Love on the Sundays at Space. I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, just being back on the island in general. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful place, I look forward to it every year. And especially playing this club is, you know, when you tour all year round, of course there's some amazing gigs around the world, but this is definitely up there with the best. And, you know, you can always... you know, do your own thing on the terrace and get a great response. So it's inspiring for an artist and a DJ to do the gig and then go back into the studio, or, you know, for the following gigs to come after the gigs here. It's just inspiring. It's a great show to do. At the moment, I'm lacking a little bit of inspiration right now. I've spent so much time in the office over the last couple of months getting the company up and running that I'm now looking forward to the summer, where I'm just going to get my head massively back into music. But you know, it's always the new artists that come around that inspire me, that are doing new things, and it's always the new that inspires me. It's always people that are creative and that are doing something that hasn't really been done before that excites me in music. And that is, for me, the most beautiful thing about electronic music, is it constantly evolves and moves forward.
You're online with the We Love Ibiza weekly podcast. We'll be right back. You're online with the We Love Ibiza weekly podcast.
So that's Steve Lawler, live and exclusive in the mix here on the opening party edition of the We Love Ibiza weekly podcast. And that's just about it for this edition of the show. Big thanks to Steve Lawler, of course, for being special guest DJ. And thanks also to Paul Wolford for picking out a couple of tunes for us and also having a bit of a chat with us backstage in the podcast green room. I'm Tom Brown. Thanks a lot to Ruth Osborne and to Will Clark for being part of the production team this week. And I'll see you for the We Love Ibiza weekly podcast next week.
The We Love Ibiza weekly podcast is compiled and produced live and direct from the global clubbing capital of Ibiza. More information at www.welove-music.com.